Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When we go to Genesis 1:1, it speaks to our time. Some 6,000 plus years of creation from this terra firma, this earth. But before God created the heavens, the earth as we see it, this sun, stars, moon, this planet, the birds of the sky, he'd already had the angelic order was already created. Matter of fact, in Job chapter number 38, verses 4 through 7, God is talking to Job. Remember, Job is belly aching. That's why I halfway believe Job was a Baptist. I know he didn't have Baptists back then, but he was belly aching. And he said this in verse number 4. Where God was replying to Job. Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Of course, God's speaking of himself about the creation. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? And who laid the corner stone thereof? And when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, the sons of God is referencing this angelic host. So they were there when God created the mountains and the foundation, laid the foundations of the earth. When he created this world, the angels were already in existence. Lucifer had not yet become Satan. He had not yet fallen, and we'll get to that when we look at Satan. I believe Satan fell after God created man, and he saw what man, the ability man had, ability to worship. And we see those great five I wills. I will, I will, I will ascend, and I become like Most High God. That's when Satan fell. But I want you to notice this morning that God created them all. He created them. Secondly, angels are superhuman. In other words, they're powerful beings. I couldn't think of another better word. I can't read my chicken scratch. Anyway, they're powerful beings. In 2 Kings, there's so many verses, but I want to share one with you. 2 Kings chapter number 19, verse number 35. And it came to pass that night, the angel of the Lord went out. This is one angel went out, and he smote the camp of the Syrians, 185,000. That's 185,000 that this one angel smote in one night, killed. And I love this next phrase. And when they arose up early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. I love that. When they woke up, we're dead. I know what it means. They looked there, Anyway, God put it in there. When they woke up, they were dead. But the point is that angelic beings are powerful. There's other verses that talks about the power of angelic beings. They're superhuman, powerful beings. Number three, angels are always defined as masculine beings. I mean, not as feminine, but as masculine in the male form. They're always referred to as men. Now, and I have a note here. I'm not going to read it. You may want to note this. In Zechariah chapter number 5, it talks about two women with wings. This is the only one that people have a question about these women with wings in Zechariah 5. All right. They're never called angels in that section of Scripture. And they are associated with divine judgment and evil. Not good, but evil. Now, when we get into the study of demons, because demons are fallen angels, and probably next week we'll touch on it about this, what we call demons, who are those who God created them, but they are fallen angels. Well, these two women, it's a picture of judgment and all. We'll talk about that later on, but they're always referred to as masculine beings. Matthew chapter number 28, verses number 2 through 4. I'll just give you a couple verses here. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came from heaven, came down and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And notice verse number 3, and his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. That's just one example of the many, many, many examples in Scripture where it talks about the masculine pronoun. Acts 12:7. I have marked it. Let me read this one. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, speaking of Peter. Remember, he was in prison. And a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. Notice he used the word pronoun, he. He smote Peter on the side and raised him up. That great earthquake, the chains fell off, and Peter, I could see the angels, hey, get up, get out of here, you know. That's what the word smote means. But again, a reference to an angel, the pronoun is he. There are other ones in here that we could mention. Again, Mark 16, Revelation 22, 8 and 9 and others. But won't you see that they're always referred to as masculine beings in the gender. Matter of fact, let me talk about genders for 30 seconds. There are only two. There's male and female. Yeah, there's, huh? Do what? I ain't talking about angelic body. I'm talking about in the human faith. There's only two, male and female, all right? I'm sorry if you think there's something else, but the Bible tells us in the book of Mark that God created them from the beginning, male and female. And that's what he said, so it's good enough. Okay. So notice that they're masculine beings. Number 4, they're also non-reproductive beings. In other words, they don't have babies. Let me repeat. Angels don't have babies, okay? When you understand this, when you get in Genesis chapter number 6, and it talks about those sons of God, and then talks about the sons of man, people think that's angels cohabiting with women, and they produce some kind of monstrosity. God did not create them to reproduce. They are a company, not a race. There's a difference. They are a company of angels. They are not a race, R-A-C-E. We don't have baby angels. Matter of fact, again, talking to cemetery, not being critical of anyone, it's a good little thought. But when it said, like a baby dies, it says on the tombstone, going to be an angel. Well, don't shortchange that baby. There's something better than being an angel. It's being in the presence of God with a new body, you know, be like Christ and all. But anyway, they're a company, not a race. Matthew chapter number 22, verse number 30. And you know the story there about the resurrection. A woman died, my husband died, Pharisees asked her, the woman died, the husband died, married a brother, he died, he married a brother, he died, remember all that? And the resurrection, whose husband is this woman going to be? The first husband, the second husband, third husband, fourth husband, whose husband is she? Jesus answered, verse number 29. Said unto them, ye do err not knowing the scriptures. By the way, you know why most people err in their doctrine? They don't know the word of God. Jesus laid it out, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Now verse number 30. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. So Jesus opened up that door a little bit to let us take a small glimpse into heaven. Angels aren't married. They don't reproduce. What God created at the beginning, they're still here. Matter of fact, they're deathless beings. They don't die. Luke chapter number 20. Verses number 35 and 36. And it's the same passage of scripture, but in Luke it goes a little bit more in detail. Jesus answered and said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worship to attain the world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Basically what he's saying here, the angels never die.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.